Welcome to A Little Grace to Grow, and today we're going to begin another series. This particular series will be on prayer. I don't know how long we're going to go with it, 4 or 5 weeks maybe. I know there is so much written, so much said about prayer, and to be quite honest, until you practice prayer, it's no more than head knowledge. But anybody who has the practice of prayer has experienced what prayer can do for them. And so today I want to talk to you about motivation to keep praying when you're not seeing immediate results. I think a lot of times that's a hang up. People have burdens and people want to see God do something. They want to see God do something quickly. I think we've been programmed to want things and expect things much quicker than what people expected 100 years ago. We live in a very fast-paced society. We order things online and they can arrive the very next day. We go to fast food restaurants, expect things to be brought out to us quickly. And so we've been programmed that way. I understand that. And when we go to God in prayer and we don't see the answer that we'd like, it can be difficult to keep praying, especially about a particular situation, a loved one, a particular individual. And so it does not mean that God is not interested in answering that prayer. Often, God wants to see our diligence. He wants us to persevere. He wants to see how bad we want this answer. I think if God gave things to us too quickly, we would be prone to take it for granted, just like children. And so often God wants us to spend the necessary time in prayer. And so I want to give you a few things that'll help keep you motivated. It's helped me anyways, because I've had different prayer requests that I felt like giving up on. And there also have been occasions where, to be honest, I just didn't feel like praying. And yet I knew what the Bible said. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. And I know the Bible says we're to pray without ceasing and we're to continue in prayer, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And I will refer to those passages later on in the series. But today, motivation to keep praying when you're not seeing immediate results. The first thing I'd point out is this. Even though you're not seeing the immediate results, I want to remind you that according to Proverbs 3, verse 6, as long as I am praying, I am assured of His direction in my life. If I know that I am praying and I am seeking the Lord, there are no accidents. I can be assured of this. Whether I'm driving to the grocery store, looking for a parking spot, whether I run into somebody while I'm out and about during the day, these are not accidents. God allows things in my life, in your life, especially when we are looking to Him. And often they're divine appointments. Sometimes even getting in an accident, sometimes even the trials and struggles we experience. If we know we have been praying, we can be assured God is directing. And that's so important. Number two, motivation to keep praying when you're not seeing immediate results. God promises a peace of mind. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now that's a promise. Even if you're not getting the answer, God says, He will give us a peace. He will give us an assurance. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Now, those are wonderful promises in a turbulent day and in a world of so-called crises. And if you watch the news, it can be irritating and discouraging. And so what a wonderful reason to keep praying, because peace is available. Number three, it keeps me in God's presence. James chapter 4, verse 8, God's word tells us to draw nigh to Him, and He will draw nigh to us. Do you realize getting in the very presence of God has a cleansing, a purifying effect on us, even if we're not getting our prayers answered? You know, it's hard to think about God and wanting God's help and also entertain evil at the same time. The blessing of continuing to pray when you're not getting the answer is the effect it has on your spiritual, mental well-being. Number four, it keeps me in a position that pleases God. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, consider this. There are two things to point out with that passage. One, the moment you and I begin to pray, we put a smile on God's face. It pleases the Lord. It gets God's attention. That is awesome. If you want to make God happy, pray. That's just the beginning. But not only that, we find that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He promises, don't give up. Stay at it. I want to answer you, but I've got to know how bad you want it. Psalm 16:11, it's a place of joy. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11. God knows how to fill your heart, even though you're not getting your prayers answered. And the reality is this, it also allows me to hear from God. I personally have discovered that as I pray, the Spirit of God can place on my heart wisdom. Sometimes as a pastor, certainly I'm often preparing for messages, and the Lord will emphasize something in my heart that maybe I need, maybe our church needs, and God is speaking to me as I am praying. Romans 8:26 and 27 tells us that His Spirit speaks and prays for us, even when we don't know what to pray for, and that He knows how to communicate to us. It's a beautiful thing. These are just a few points that have helped me to keep praying when I wasn't seeing immediate results, and to motivate me to pray when I just flat out didn't feel like praying. I hope it helps you. Well, God bless you, and have a fantastic day.